Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi there, Emmanuel Faith. It's Pastor Seth Redden with your devotional for today. The scripture reference is Acts chapter 2, verses 44 through 47. Now, the summer of my freshman year of high school, I went on a backpacking trip where I encountered Jesus in a way that I had not previously experienced. It was a life-altering experience where I, confronted with the reality of who God is and who I am, made a decision to dedicate myself to following Jesus. I'd found a small group of people where I felt like I belonged. And it was a really powerful experience to feel loved by a group of people that barely knew me. However, when I got back to school, I was facing a foundational question. In light of the decision that I had made, where does that leave me with this group of friends who didn't make a similar decision? I was asking the question, where do I belong? We see a picture of belonging in Acts chapter 2 that goes to answer this question. We see a group of people who are dedicating themselves and their lives to the mission and each other. We see a group of people that know and love each other. And as a result, the Lord is adding to their number daily. They are joining the Lord in His work, and people are experiencing God's goodness through people. This is a beautiful picture. However, I don't know about you, but this hasn't always been my experience with church. You might be surprised to hear this about a high school group, but one of the biggest complaints people have is that the church feels cliquey. Why is that? I think it's because it's easier to love what we know. Exclusive and familiar is easy. Open and inclusive can be difficult. So how can we take steps to be an open and inclusive community? I think it starts with accepting people where they're at. I would imagine in the Acts 2 church, there are people that are experiencing the love of the community and feel like they belong to the community long before they share the beliefs of the community. The church wasn't threatened by doubts or people who didn't have it all figured out. People belonged before they believed. This is a challenge to us. Can we be a safe space to figure it out? Can we love people where they're at, with all the messiness that comes alongside that? As a 15-year-old that summer, with hair past his shoulders, nailing my Robert Plant impression and trying to figure out where I belonged, the answer didn't come from a community that had all the right answers. It came from a community that loved me where I was at and created a safe space for me to figure it out with all the mess that came alongside me. I belonged, and I was loved. May we strive to be that place for each person in our community. Grace and peace to you, Emmanuel Faith. Hope you have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.